The Hoosier Talk podcast is sponsored by Wabash Media. We create websites that work for you. WabashMedia.com.
And welcome, and we're here with Jesse Bullock of Med Mutual Protect and jessebullock.com on the Hoosier Talk MarketIndiana.com podcast. And Jesse Bullock sells insurance of all types, well, or just life and health?
Well, I do sell all types, but I'll be honest, I just focus on health insurance, and then life insurance as a secondary, because I know that that's crucial for a lot of people, and that's part of being well protected is having life insurance. So I do that on the side as well. Yep.
And you can sell insurance to anybody in Indiana?
Anybody in Indiana. And then I also sell in the states life insurance. And then quickly found out that health insurance was more of a market that was a big need. And then I just kind of transitioned because it fit for me, because I love to help people. And I felt like there were so many business owners, especially, that were just going uninsured because they thought it was too expensive. Or the other folks that are like a lot of guys in the room that are under the age of 30 and just think they're bulletproof and don't need health insurance.
Right,
like
yeah,
that.
You're at that age.
It's, yeah. So
watch this.
Yeah, exactly. I can jump off of this. It'll be no problem. Oh, I broke my leg. Yeah. Yeah.
So you can definitely help small businesses that feel that they can't afford insurance get some coverage?
Well, actually, that's how I got into this, because when I actually left my work job, if you will, and went out on my own, I didn't have health insurance. Aside from it, later on, I realized I had VA coverage through my wife that I didn't even know about. It just goes to show you what you learn when you actually start teaching things, right? But I didn't have health insurance. I didn't have, especially prescription drug coverage for my wife at the time. And I was trying to avoid a lot of the VA stuff for her. And I could go into that in another time. But I was just struggling because I was paying, like, it was going to be $500 a month for her drugs.
Wow.
Without insurance. And then I found out about GoodRx and some other things that I put in my toolkit that I always share with people. In fact, it's a funny story. I was at CVS with really good insurance at the job I was at with Buffalo Wild Wings as a general manager, and then I left, and literally the day after my insurance ended, I went to get my wife's stuff refilled, and they told me it was going to be $565 for what was normally $25. Wow. And I just about wet my pants sitting in the drive-thru, and so I decided to come inside, saw a thing about GoodRx, realized that it was something I might check. I checked it in line there. By the time I got up there, I realized if I moved stuff to Meijer with GoodRx, I could have gotten it for like $225, which is a lot better.
Wow.
And then I found out if I paid a little bit of money and put my wife on this gold coverage, I could actually get it for $45. So I moved it there, and then later moved it to Kroger, where I ended up getting it for $45 for 90 days. So, and then, of course, I was trying to sell life insurance, and all my friends that I had worked with for years, at different business owners and things like that, they kept going, I got life insurance coming out of my ears, but I don't have health insurance. And I didn't really have any options for myself. And so I stumbled across a guy that happened to be a farmer and a trucker. And I said, what are you doing? And he said, well, I work with Kemper at the time, and now it's been bought by Med Mutual. And I got in touch with a guy that was the manager here in Indianapolis area, Carmel, actually. And he came out and met with me and talked to me about how I could possibly add it to my book of business and do some other stuff. And I just fell in love with him and fell in love with the products and understanding that we could help so many people. And so I just decided to go full time with him, and he taught me the ropes, and he's got like 20 plus years of experience with this stuff. And I learned from him for a year and a half or so, and then I've been doing it on my own ever since. And I've just fallen in love with the opportunity to help, whether it be farmers, a lot of pastors and people like that struggle to find stuff because their congregations may not be able to afford to help them with it. Small business owners, they can't afford to get group insurance, so they just assume they can't afford insurance, period. And so I was running into a lot of that, and then I was really excited to be able to give them a lot of more options, drive down deductibles and out-of-pockets, and then also sharing plans. And so I've become kind of a master, a jack-of-all-trades when it comes to that, and it's a lot, but it's a lot of fun.
So now, businesses, because of Obamacare, do they have to have their employees covered under insurance now?
So that's a myth. that was busted. Thankfully, they wrote into law that piece, the penalty, is no longer there. But they've made it. You know, I think that some people want to bring that back, but that's gone. But there is some rules around things, though. Like, so with the Affordable Care Act, if you have more than 50, actually it's kind of an algorithm, but let's just say 50 full-time employees, you have to offer health insurance. So, but the small businesses that don't have that as a prerequisite, they're doing all kinds of stuff to be creative, and maybe they're not doing anything. Sometimes they offer a little bit of help here and there. But I found that was just a really big market that was just being underserved. And so that's really where I focus my heart and time, is around those small businesses and letting them know they don't have to get the Affordable Care Act, but that may be something they can utilize to help their employees. And half the time, some of their employees may even qualify for Medicaid and not know it. So it's just figuring out specifically what works for each different scenario.
You can go into a business, mm-hmm. a small business, guys got 3, 4, whatever
yep.
number of employees, and you can show him how he can get his employees and himself and his family covered under insurance,
mm-hmm.
and check out all the employees and make sure that everything is covered the right way.
Right.
And you can do this all for an employee,
mm-hmm.
for how much is this?
So all of my services are free.
So for nothing?
For nothing.
They can find out what they need.
Yeah. And in fact, you know, people are like, I deal with a lot of former past people that I sold food to and things like that when I worked at Cisco. And some of these small business owners look at me, and a lot of them happen to be from other cultures, and they'll be like, nothing's for free, nothing's for free. And I'm like, no, seriously, that's what I do.
They learn the American way quick.
Right? And I'm like, no, it is for free. I do get paid for some of it. Some of it I don't get paid for. But I want to make sure that I've got the right tool for the individual, because why would you want to go out and spend money on health insurance if you qualify for Medicaid or HIP? You shouldn't. You should get HIP and you should get Medicaid, just knowing that it's not going to go outside of the state. And so just understanding it can be beneficial. But at the same time, if you don't qualify for those things, you need to have other options. And so being able to give them all the tools, and then, like, sometimes I deal with a lot of these business owners, and I was there, I owned my own business and I had employees. I couldn't give them health insurance. So I even just tell them, listen, just put my number up on the board there, and I can be your representative that will come out and help all your people with their health insurance whenever they need it, so that at least you're giving them options. And, you know, half the reason why people leave a job is because they either they don't like the leadership, first of all, typically, and then second of all, it's because of benefits. And so if you can have tools for the benefits there for them, especially if it doesn't cost them anything, oh, you're the king, you know? So being able to help them out that way is good too.
That sounds really good. So do you have other agents that work for you? Or are you just, you're it?
Well, so I actually, believe it or not, I have about 25 other agents that work with me in out of the Carmel office and all around the state and in other states. And then there are a couple of people that actually work under me, you might call it that I've brought on board. But pretty much it's just me. I'm a one-man show.
Wow.
And
so if I'm just a small business person in Indiana,
mm-hmm.
I can call you no matter where I'm at in the state, and you can walk me through what I need to get my coverage or to get my employees covered,
mm-hmm.
and you're not going to charge me nothing for just talking to you.
No, and in fact, I'll actually drive out to the business, because I believe that most business owners prefer to do business in person still. There are those people that don't. This just depends on the business, the demographic, and the owner that I'm working with. But I try and make it as easy as possible. If you want to do a Zoom call, let's do a Zoom call. If you just rather talk on the phone and email stuff, let's do that. But the goal is really to take the pain out of health insurance, because there's just so many, it's so muddy. It's so hard to understand. It's overwhelmingly expensive. And there's actually so many avenues now to look when it comes to health insurance. So being able to help them just kind of calm down and say, I got you.
And it sounds like it's constantly changing. They're always changing something.
Always.
Making a different rule here, different rule there. And then you're like, how is a small business owner going to keep up with that? And the answer is, he can't. And that's why he needs an agent that does that for a living.
Right.
That can keep him up to date on everything that he may need to change or do.
Yeah, and that's why I work with so many different carriers, to be honest with you, because I wanted to have as many tools in my tool belt as I needed whenever I'd walk into any given client, because the farmer has different needs than the guy that's running the auto shop, and the guy that's the trucking company has different needs than the pastor that's just worried about him and his family. So there's all these different ways to go about things that I realized I just needed to have so much more. So to be honest with you, I probably have contracted with around 24 different carriers right now, and I have to take schooling every couple of years to keep doing what I'm doing. And it's always changing, like you mentioned. Like, just for as an example, half the time rates will go up every year because of inflation, because of new laws that have come out, and it always seems like the bureaucracy of the government or whoever's making these rules try and put more and more skin in the game for all the people that are paying these bills. And so, of course, it gets far more convoluted, and just it gets so overwhelming. And I'm glad that you pointed that out. Having an actual agent that does that for you can save just headache and time.
Right, because the guy's going to see it on the news, and he's like, oh, what do I do? And he sends you an email and say, hey, don't worry about it, we got this covered, or whatever he needs to do. You, because of your training, because of your education, you are on top of it, and you do have to do those CEUs every year or every other year to keep that license.
Well, and that's the other thing, like for the marketplace, in order to be a marketplace adjuster is what they call us, I think that's pretty much it, but a navigator, I have to go through yearly training for that. And since the marketplace is always changing, and that's one of the things I'll throw out there, is like the marketplace, people get themselves on there and they jump on a plan and it's like, oh, I'm good.
Did you read the entire Obamacare law? What was that?
I don't know that anyone read that, even the people writing it.
So. They did not. Nobody.
But as you can imagine, now more and more is coming out and everything's changing. And so, like, that's why, I'll give you a perfect example. There's a lot of these marketplace navigators that are around the country that don't live in our state. And so they don't realize, they're like, oh, well, you qualify for the best price plan is Anthem. And it's like, well, this guy is a truck driver and he drives all over the state and outside of the state. And it's like, well, Anthem's only covered in 52 of the 92 counties that we live in here in Indiana. So,
oh, wow.
So if you're down in Evansville, on Anthem, you may not be covered. If you're up in, Gary, you may not be covered. And so it's really important to work with somebody that's going to help you just identify that. Like, hey, I know that you travel. Are you up in Gary? Are you all over these places?
Yeah, that's tricky.
Yeah, you're not covered when you go there. Yeah, you're covered under your doctor right now, but what if you're out of there?
You think the lawmakers would have said, all right, if you're going to cover in Indiana, you cover everybody.
You would think.
All the time.
You would
everywhere.
Think. Yeah. I mean, if they're going to be that specific about what you have to do and not do, you would think. But
yeah.
I get it. And at the other hand, it's nice to know that these companies are coming back in and creating some competition for the other ones. But yeah, you're right. It's a slippery slope.
So how does somebody get a hold of you?
Well, of course, you can always call me at 812-552-6878. I got a billboards and wherever I can get it posted, so my cell phone's always the best way. But of course, you can always log on to my website, like you mentioned earlier, jessebullock.com, and then there's just a myriad of ways, email, text, all that's on my website. And then the other way is, of course, if you want to come and join us at a B&I meeting on Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. to 11:30 here at the local library here in Vigo County, come and check that out, and then I'll always be there, or typically, so yeah.
All right, or any B&I local group that you might have in Bloomington or Indianapolis or wherever you might, look it up.
Yeah,
it's a great way to get some extra business and everything. Mm-hmm. So one final question. We're going to keep it light since this insurance is really getting thick in here.
Man.
All right, so musically,
okay.
what has got to be your favorite movie album soundtrack?
You know, when you asked me that earlier, I was like, holy cow, there's just so many good ones out there.
And there is. It takes a while to figure that out. That's why I pre-do the question, because that's not an on-the-spot question. That takes a little bit of time.
You know, you're so right. But I have to admit, believe it or not, I love Phil Collins. I always have growing up, and I'm very eclectic when it comes to music. But Phil Collins has always been a really down-to-earth guy to me. And he did a soundtrack for the movie Tarzan, the animated film back in the day. And that, believe it or not, is probably one of my favorite soundtracks of all time, is the Tarzan soundtrack. Phil Collins did a great job on there. And So yeah, if you haven't heard that soundtrack, it's worth checking out.
I have not, but I'm going to have to listen to that. And then recently, you know, I've been listening to XM and going back and listening to those old albums because there's nothing on Top 40 radio for me today.
Right.
Bill Collins did everything. I mean, he was on almost every album in the 80s. I mean, he was, if you hear drums on a song and it's not Phil Collins, but you think that's Phil Collins, it is Phil Collins.
It is Phil Collins.
He's got that such a heavy hand.
Yeah.
And it's like, he was everywhere. It's like, wow. He just keeps going.
The more I learned about him, too, the more I was just intrigued by his story and by the fact that he was a drummer first. And then a musician, you know, and it's funny to think that him and, like, I think it was Steven Tyler were drummers first, you know, and then now they're the lead singers and stuff. And, like, Phil Collins writes so much. He's just an amazingly gifted, talented musician.
And it's just like...
And I've never heard anything by him, no matter what album you point out to me, whether he's on somebody else's or on his own. I've never heard any music by him that I thought, man, that's trash.
I can't say
that about a lot of artists.
Exactly,
but
yeah.
But he's really talented.
Because, I listen and he's like... Man, the drum is just so hard. And I'm like, I look it up. Oh, yeah, it is Phil.
I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's Genesis. It doesn't matter whether it's just him on his own. He's just a great talent. And I love his voice. It's very unique. You can always tell when you're hearing Phil Collins, you know. So
Yeah. I like the older stuff, too. But my wife has no clue.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. You know,
selling England by the pound.
Right. Yeah, that's good stuff.
She's like, that's not Phil Collins. I said, that is.
Well, yeah.
All right, Jesse, thank you very much for coming on the MarketIndiana.com podcast.
Thanks for having
me. And if you need some insurance, look him up, jessebullock.com.
Thank you.
The Hoosier Talk podcast is sponsored by Wabash Media. We create websites that work for you. WabashMedia.com.
Thanks for listening. This has been the HoosierTalk.com Small Business Podcast. If you have a small business or are an entrepreneur in Indiana and want to be on the show, just send an email to Wayne@HoosierTalk.com, jump on our social pages, or go to HoosierTalk.com.